Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Of up to 1 mile. How about that? 100 years ago, you could buy a radio for $7.50. It's probably a lot of money back then, wasn't it? Okay, let's get into our get back into our small business success course. And this week, I've been talking to you, when it's just been you and me a couple of other times. I've been talking about some of the things that I'm recommending to you. I talked about the importance of financial statements, regular and accurate. Regular meaning at least quarterly. Probably the better example would be monthly. I talked to you about some of the technology that you can buy these days that will help you get those financial statements prepared without having to be an accountant. I talked about the importance of hiring good people to help you, even if it's a part-timer, to help you with this if you're having problems. This is very important, folks, that you crank out the regular and accurate financial information about the businesses you're doing, so that you can manage with that information. It's very, very critical to your success. And then I talked about the importance of understanding when your money is coming in and when it's going out, the accounts receivable days and the accounts payable days, and I talked to you about how to calculate that. But actually, I gave you the title of an article that I wrote, Five Financial Mysteries Revealed, which you can find on my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, which will show you. I believe that article will give you the math on that. And how those two, the relationship between AR days and AP days, how that affects your cash requirements, and how if you don't understand that relationship, you're going to get upside down very quickly with your cash. You're going to run out of cash. We all run out of cash, but the question is, do you know it? Do you know when you're going to run out of cash? And with this calculation, you can project when you're going to run out of cash. Okay, and then now I want to move down and talk about identifying financial indicators that are revealed by understanding the relationship between the profit and loss statement and the balance sheet. Now, when you have an understanding of your financial statement, your profit and loss statement, the P&L, also known as the operating statement. I often call it that, but most people call it a P&L, profit and loss statement. That's the record of your operation of your business. That's sales, what it costs you to pay for the things, to buy the things that you sold, and your gross profit, what the profit you made before you paid your regular typically fixed monthly expenses. And then your monthly expenses, the rent, the payroll, insurance, all the other expenses that you have in operating any business. And then finally, any taxes that you would have to pay. And then your net profit. That's your operating statement. That's your P&L. Well, there's a relation. There are entries, financial entries in your balance sheet that if you understand them, if you understand how the balance sheet works and how the information that is generated in your P&L manifests on the balance sheet, when you see how those two statements work together, you become a lot more effective manager. You become a lot more effective financial manager of your business. And without that, without those perspectives, you're basically just flying blind. You're just out there like a cowboy, you know, shooting from the hip, not knowing what you're doing. And so I really encourage you to not only get these financial statements, but to understand them and the relationship to each other, and understand when you see, for example, you'll get to the point where if you see a certain line item spike, you'll know immediately how that's going to create a problem for you. If you see a number go down, you'll understand why, how that affects, how that happened based on a decision that you already made. And it will help you make the next decision of what to buy, what contracts to enter into, how much payroll you need, how many people you need, how many, you know, whether you should cut back on someone's hours, a part-timer's hours, or whatever it might be. When you understand your financial statements, if your business has an increase in sales, you'll be able to tell how that growth, you'll be able to say, okay, my sales revenue is going up. And since I understand my financial statements, I actually can now go into my statements and look at where that could create a problem for me. If you're growing at 10% and you're only putting 2% profit, net profit on the bottom line, well, that growth has to be funded somewhere. Because see, what's happened is when you grow, you'll identify it first on the sales line. But then you can go over, that's on the operating statement, right? The P&L. But then you can go over the balance sheet, and here's how, what it'll look like. It'll be, you'll see an increase in accounts receivable and in accounts payable. So, which is a natural thing for you to see. But here's the problem. How do you fund that growth? And if you remember when we talked earlier about accounts payable days and accounts receivable days, I said that typically you'll have your customers will take longer to pay you than you take to pay your vendors. And the difference in those days is the money that you've got to fund every month. When we come back, I'm going to explain how that works when your company is growing and how you can get into trouble if you grow too fast. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about financials, your financial information, helping you become a better financial manager this year. And I've been talking about how your financial statements give you tips. They indicate things. When you understand the relationship in between your financial statements, the balance sheet, the operating statement, the cash flow statement, and all that, when you understand those, you can see one thing happening on them, and you can tell, okay, sales are up. That's good. But before I celebrate too much, what's that going to do to my cash? When sales grow, cash, you would think, now intuitively, you would think that if sales grow, cash grows, right? But it doesn't. Tim Berry, our business planning expert, how many times have you heard him on the show over the last 8 years say, cash flow is not intuitive? It just isn't. Because of what I've been telling you this week about the accounts receivable days and the accounts payable days. If sales grows and you're on an open account relationship with your customers, which many small businesses are, all that means is your accounts receivable grows. And yes, that's an asset. A sale is something you can book. And it looks great on your operating statement. It looks great on your balance sheet. But it looks bad in your bank account. I mean, many as the small business owner that just completely didn't understand, totally blindsided, when they were growing, their business was doing great, they couldn't believe their success, they were so excited, they were celebrating left and right, and all of a sudden their bank called and said, "Hey, you're out of cash." And they said, "What are you talking about? We're growing like crazy. We got 20% growth in sales. We're profitable because I got the thing right here that says we are." But you didn't realize what an impact growth has on cash. And you won't know that. Not only will you not be able to project it, you'll be totally shocked when you're presented with the facts. If you aren't paying attention to your financial statements, if you aren't creating regular financial statements, regular and accurate, and if you're not reading them and managing them, growth can have a negative impact. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying you have to be prepared for the growing pains. That's the best way to say it. There are growing pains, and you have to know what's going on there. When a business is not profitable, if you understand your financial statements, when your business is not profitable, you can learn how to identify the indicators that point to why you're not profitable. One of examples would be your gross profit level. If gross profit goes down, then net profit's going to go down, right? Unless you've done something to cut costs, net profit's going to go down. The profits you get to keep in the business go down. So if gross profit goes down, what caused that? Maybe what happened was, without realizing it, your vendors started charging you more for things. You weren't paying attention to that. And with the increase in their cost, but you didn't increase your selling prices, you got squeezed. And so your gross profit is lower, and it's going to cost you some gross profit on the bottom. It's also going to cost you some cash. So many things, if you said to me, give me one reason why I need to have financial statements regular and accurate, and I need to manage with them. If you said, all right, in one word, tell me why I need to have that. I wouldn't say profit. I wouldn't say growth. I wouldn't say success. I wouldn't say any of those things. If you made me put it in one word, I would say cash. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is king. Now, I'm probably not the first person to hear that you've heard say that, but I will tell you this, it's not some trite cliche. It is the truth, and those are words that you should write down, type up, print out, and paste on your wall. Maybe you should have it tattooed on the palm of your hand. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is king. No one ever spent profit. No one's ever seen profit. Have you ever seen profit? Only place you've ever seen profit is on a piece of paper. But you've seen cash, haven't you? And you've seen what cash buys. And you've seen, you've got to keep up with the cash. And the only way to do that is to understand the financial statements. You've got to understand your accounting to be able to know what's happening with your cash. Very important. You must understand, and this is what I consider to be the most important small business survival course element of all. You have to develop an understanding of the difference between cash and accounting. If I could give you one gift, if I could give you one thing as a small business owner, and then we never speak again, this is what I would say to you. Make sure, do whatever you have to do, beg, borrow, and steal, take whatever time it takes, climb the highest mountain, swim the broadest sea, to find out and to understand the difference between cash flow and accounting. It's very, very important. And here I'll leave you with this. This is a Write This on a Rock. Even if you hire someone to manage your financials, you cannot delegate the ultimate responsibility for your business's financial performance. That belongs to you 100%. Next week, we're going to talk about human resources. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back with Pierce Howard. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.